Chapter 9, Exercise 9. Meet Craig Kielberger. The founder of Free the Children, Craig Kielberger, is a very busy man. He works hard traveling around the world, talking about the Free the Children organization and getting young people involved in the work. The Smart Moves team managed to catch him in Canada in between his trips.
Mr. Kielberger, we're really grateful for having the chance to talk to you. We do know how busy you are.
Thank you. I'm always happy to take the time to talk about the work we do.
We've just read your story and how you started your organization, Free the Children. Now we have a few questions for you. First of all, could you tell us about your family and your childhood?
I grew up in Thornhill, just outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My fantastic mother and father are teachers, and they're both retired now. I have one older brother, Mark, who was also an inspiration for me. Now Mark works for Free the Children as chief executive officer.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, I was a typical suburban Canadian boy with the usual interests and activities, sports, friends, school, and scouts.
As we know, your inspiration to start FTC was the Pakistani boy Iqbal Masi. How did you feel when you first read his story?
Until the moment I sat down with the newspaper one morning and read about Iqbal's death, I was not aware of child labor. As a grade 7 student from a middle-class suburban neighborhood, I was shocked to read the headline, "Battled Child Labor Boy, 12, Murdered."
What shocking news. It must have really hit you.
Yeah, it really did. This boy, Iqbal, was the same age as me. He had done so much for others and yet had met this tragic death. It made me ask questions, and I started researching child labor. I quickly realized that the problem of child labor was part of a larger system of injustice in the world.
How did your classmates react when you told them Iqbal's sad story?
Well, when I was standing in front of my class and handing out photocopies of Iqbal's story, I worried whether my classmates would laugh at me or simply not care. But Iqbal's story was so moving that when I asked if anyone wanted to start a group to learn more about child labor, 11 hands immediately shot up.
That was fantastic.
Yes, it was. Child labor is a subject that touches most people if they only get the chance to learn the true story. This is what happened in my class as well.
Craig, in the beginning, when you had just started Free the Children, your family home served as a headquarters for your organization. What was it like?
My parents have always supported our work, and they were very generous. They let me use our house for meetings and work. Early on, they were a bit worried that because I worked so hard on Free the Children, I might be neglecting some of the normal things that kids do. But when they saw how devoted I was, particularly when I planned my first trip to Asia, they did everything they could to encourage our efforts.
You're not working from home anymore?
No, we're not. As the organization grew, it became necessary to move to proper offices in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Since those times, our staff has grown into an international network, and we have projects throughout the world.
When you were only 12 years old, you gave a talk in front of 2,000 people. Can you still remember how you felt? And how you got the courage to do that?
In my early years, I suffered from bronchitis and chronic ear infections, and that's why I had to have speech therapy. In the beginning, because I had these problems, I was nervous about speaking in front of large crowds.
I can fully understand that.
Then, I found the key to successful speaking. All I had to do was be confident and let my enthusiasm show when I was speaking about the issues. When I spoke from the heart and not just reading from notes, people listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can find the courage to speak out. You just have to let your inner passion out.
When you were 13, you made your first trip to countries like Bangladesh to see what the child labour situation was really like. Can you tell us something about that trip?
The first trip to Asia was the most eye-opening experience of my life. I was suddenly in a completely foreign culture with many scenes that truly broke my heart. I saw children of my own age working in factories and in the streets, often in extremely dangerous conditions. Luckily, I was accompanied by my friend, Alam Rahman, who served as a guide and mentor. Together, we turned what could have been a terrifying journey into a joyful adventure, with many laughs shared along the way.
I'm sure you've seen hundreds of cases of child labor.
Yes, I've seen many cases of children working and living in horrible conditions in developing nations all over the world.
Mm.
To see children working this way was unbelievable. They were children, just like my friends back home.
Free the Children gets over half of its donations from people under 18. How can young people join Free the Children and do something to help?
If kids or their schools are looking for a meaningful project, the sky's the limit. I mean, there are lots of fun and inspiring campaigns kids can start in their school or community to help kids in developing countries.
Mm-hmm.
They can start a youth in action group in their school or community. We have hundreds of energetic and motivated Youth in Action members across the world. They work together to raise funds and build awareness of child labor issues. I recommend young people visit www.freethechildren.com to learn about all our amazing projects and ways they can get involved.
What, in your opinion, is the most urgent problem Free the Children wants to solve?
We believe the problem is lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
The key to freeing children and their families from the cycle of poverty is to go to school and receive valuable training. That's how people in developing nations are able to support themselves and their communities. That's why a major part of our work is through building schools and alternative income programs, which give people the valuable first steps they need to rise out of poverty. That way, children in these areas won't be forced to work in dangerous and unfair situations.
Mm-hmm. What places have you visited recently? Where will you go next?
I am always traveling, speaking to audiences and visiting locations where our projects are underway. One of the most inspiring trips I've taken recently was to a school building project in the Masai Mara region of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
We've also started school building projects in Sri Lanka, China, Ecuador, and Sierra Leone, some of the areas of the world that need them most. Hopefully, I'll be visiting them all.
Would you mind if I ask you some personal questions?
Mm-hmm.
With all your work and traveling, do you have time for your family and friends?
It's true that I spend a great deal of time traveling, but I also try to keep strong roots at home.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, my work also allows me to spend time with the extended network of Free the Children team members. They are people that I truly consider my family.
Thank you very much for this interview, Craig. Your work is absolutely fascinating, and we really admire you for what you've achieved. Now, to finish off, do you have a message you'd like to send young people in Finland?
It is important that young people see that their opinions and beliefs are important, whatever their age is. It is often said that young people will be the leaders of tomorrow. We disagree. We believe that young people can take on leadership roles today. I'll leave you with some of the best advice for living I've ever heard. It comes from Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change you want to see in the world. To me, that says it all. If we want a better world, it's up to us to start taking action today. Be the change.